USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Differing and unconfirmed reports about how many U.S. troops, if any, were killed in a suicide bombing attack in Syria today, for which ISIS has claimed responsibility. Reuters is reporting at least four U.S. soldiers were killed while conducting a routine patrol at the time. CBS News saying it was told by a senior military official that two U.S. soldiers were killed. President Trump monitoring the situation and has been fully briefed about it, according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Day two of the confirmation hearing for Attorney General nominee William Barr has begun before the Senate Judiciary Panel, but unlike day one, Barr is not present today. As the panel chairman, Senator Lindsey Graham, says,
today, the purpose is to hear from people that have concerns and support.
And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
In Kenya, a deadly siege at a hotel complex in Nairobi has ended after at least 14 people were killed, including at least one American. The Kenyan president says,
we have dealt with the threat decisively and shown our enemies and the world that we as a country are ready to deal with any threat to our nation.
The terrorist gunmen held off police for hours until they were finally killed this morning. The Kenyan president saying over 700 people had to be evacuated to safety during the attack. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now asking President Trump to reschedule his State of the Union address. Pelosi says the annual speech should be delayed until after the partial government shutdown's resolved. The address is supposed to be on January 29th. Pelosi citing security concerns related to the shutdown. The world champion Boston Red Sox will visit the White House on February 15th, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House is condemning white nationalism and white supremacy in the wake of Representative Steve King's remarks in an interview recently. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, House lawmakers voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution. In an interview with The Times, the Iowa Republican had been quoted as saying, quote, white nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language ever become offensive? End quote. House Republican leadership also stripping King of his committee assignments. A law designed to protect Alabama's Confederate-era monuments from removal has been ruled unconstitutional by a Jefferson County judge. The judge ruling on Monday that the Alabama Monument Preservation Act violates free speech rights. He also says most citizens in the predominantly black Birmingham area were repulsed at the monument at the center of the lawsuit. The Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has said he is going to file an appeal of that ruling. And Jersey Shore reality TV star Mike the Situation Sorrentino has begun an 8-month prison sentence in upstate New York for tax evasion. The 36-year-old streaming his last moments of freedom on his Instagram page yesterday. He'll be serving the time at a federal correctional institution in Mount Hope, New York. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.